The two residential lots are in the Olson subdivision next door to the Hungerford Hill neighborhood and Scow Bay, more than 2 miles south of downtown. Property owners Aaron and Katrina Miller and Richard Burrell have sought to change the zoning to an industrial classification. Petersburg's Planning and Zoning Commission recommended a change to Commercial 2 land, and that allows gear and equipment storage but is more restrictive than an industrial designation. Commission Chair Susan Thomason explained that the property owners agreed to fence off the land from Arnas Heights Road.
And this was thought to be in place then when we're all no longer here. Then you have that buffer. The idea was a buffer or transition zone from the industrial to the residential.
The Olson subdivision is zoned residential, while the nearby Hungerford Hill area is zoned industrial, but also includes a number of residential houses. Katrina Miller said she and her husband wanted to build a net shed on their property and urged the assembly to approve the change.
We feel that the zoning change would not have a detrimental impact on the surrounding properties. The existing uses of zoning in this area are comparable to nearby properties. Our land is abutted up to industrial land. We feel that it physically fits the area. We will take the steps to make this look right with a green belt and a fence. There is a community need in Petersburg for more commercially zoned land.
The Millers want to store fishing gear on their land. They secured a conditional use permit for building a net shed, but have not yet built one because of setback requirements. On the neighboring lot, Richard Burrell said he wanted to use his property to park construction equipment.
Most of the time, it's just in the wintertime when we're doing our maintenance, and then summertime, it's gone.
Burrell said he had no plans to build anything on his property. Besides a fence, the Millers and Burrell have agreed to create a 20-foot green space for trees next to the road. Neighboring property owners submitted comments both for and against the rezoning when the issue went before the Planning Commission last year, and that was a problem for Assemblymember Cindy Logadakis.
I really have a problem with buying a residential property, using it as a commercial property, and then applying for a conditional use permit, the terms of which you did not meet, and then continuing along the road of changing the zoning on the property over the objection of neighbors. And there are neighbors who have objected. And that, for me, weighs more than the Planning Commission voting to change the zoning. The neighbors are not all in favor.
Meanwhile, Mayor Mark Jensen recognized the need for gear storage space in town, but understood concerns about the zoning change request as well. He wanted to advance the request at least until the next assembly meeting.
Since there's three readings of this ordinance, I'm going to vote for it in the first reading. And if it passes, good, then we'll get on to the second reading where it's public comment. And hopefully if people don't like what we're doing, if anybody's listening to this, then they could come and voice their opinions so we have more information to base our decision on.
At least one other assembly member, Nancy Strand, said she was opposed to the change but would vote for it to get it to a public hearing. The rezoning changes were both approved in first reading by a 4-3 vote, with Logadakis, Bob Lynn, and John Haverlick voting no. The issue will be up for a public hearing when the assembly meets again early next month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.